President Barack Obama pledged to put cyber issues at the core of his legislative agenda. He sought to change how the public and private sector share information about online threats and bolster some privacy protections for citizens while maintaining a robust national security agency. Now the administration is turning its attention to Washington's two central pillars of national security, the military and espionage services. VOA's Doug Bernard covers cyber issues for us, and he joins me now in the studio. Hey, Doug, thanks for coming.
Great to be here, as always.
Thank you. Hey, Doug, what's the administration up to?
So, just in the past month, earlier in April, CIA Director William Brennan released a blueprint for the future in which he vowed to put the digital domain, in his words, at the very center of all CIA operations. And then just last week, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter, in a speech out at Stanford, vowed he warned potential adversaries that the U.S. will respond to cyber attacks. He said using digital weapons of, quote, blunt force trauma, as well as potentially conventional weapons as well. So these are two very robust, you could even say muscular statements from the Pentagon and the CIA laying out their vision and their embrace of the cybersphere.
Well, it sounds like the U.S. is preparing for a full-out cyber war, is it?
Well, I think to some degree every nation, every technically sophisticated nation is preparing in some ways for, let's just say, cyber battle. But part of the problem here, your question strikes at, is what is cyber war? And everybody seems to have a different answer, including various military strategists, analysts, security professionals. This is a very important question to answer. Think about conventional warfare. Over centuries, nations around the world have put together a fairly codified law. It's called jus in bello, or the law of war. And it really sets out parameters of what's acceptable, what's not, how wars are declared, how they're ended, how people are treated. Nothing like that exists in the cybersphere. And that, I think, is causing a great deal of worry, because that really means that, quote, cyber war is as not only undefined, but it is also very unpredictable. And that's making a lot of people very nervous.
So with these new policies, is the Obama administration now trying to write its own rules of war?
No, probably not, because any nation setting out its own rules of war really doesn't have any meaning. It has to be something that nations collectively do together. I think what a lot of analysts we've been speaking with, what might be happening here is that the administration is, as they say, signaling other people. Think about the nuclear era and the Cold War. The United States, the Soviet Union, and their allies and adversaries would signal each other through statements, through press releases, through speeches, that kind of thing, about their willingness and intent to use nuclear weapons if necessary, but to, you know, try not to use them, etc. And so what happened is you established this kind of detente, not through direct negotiations, but just this sort of signaling. So what actually may be happening here is that William Brennan and Secretary Carter and the Obama administration is starting to signal its friends, its allies, and even, you know, some potential adversaries about what it will do, or what it actually, more accurately, what it may do if there is serious cyber attack launched against the United States.
Do the analysts you've been speaking with think that cyber war is inevitable?
Everyone has a different answer. Some analysts I speak with say it's not a matter of if or when, but now, that we're already at cyber war. Several told me that flat out. Others disagree. They shy away from that word because war has really some, I think, definite meanings. War involves, you know, the intentional hurting or killing of populations, destroying infrastructure, that kind of thing. So when people say, for example, the Sony hack was an act of war, cyber war, well, no one was really hurt there. Nothing was really destroyed. The company was embarrassed. A bad movie got delayed from release for a little while. But, you know, is that really an act of war? So what it seems like is happening is that nations are trying to establish some sense as to what war constitutes. And the analysts, again, that we've been speaking with, those that do not believe that we are at war, one said, in fact, that they believe the consequences of a, quote, cyber war could be so destructive, not just nation to nation, but globally, that that pressure alone may be enough to actually really prevent any kind of future skirmish.
I heard something interesting the other day. If you're having a cyber war, you need cyber soldiers.
Yes.
And these high school students are being hired by these big companies because they're so tech savvy. They're coming up with brand new programs
yes.
to prevent the latest cyber attacks. And they say that they're so good at this and they're in such demand, they're making really good money.
Yes, they are.
That they... employers forget that these are high school students and they have to go to class and they call them right in the middle of a gym class or yeah. math or something. It's
right.
really
biology.
What do you know about these kids that are getting so rich so young in high school?
Well, this is fascinating because when you think again of traditional, you know, weapons and warfare, there's always been a race to have the best weapon, the newest weapon or the newest deterrence. Things are just moving so much faster in the cybersphere now that young people who have grown up in this matrix of cyber from the time they were born, to them it just comes very often so much more naturally. And particularly, it's not that they're math geniuses in all cases or, you know, computer whizzes, but they've just grown up and they're seeing solutions or possible advancements that we just can't see because, again, we didn't grow up in that matrix of cyber.
Different world.
It is a different world.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by. I always enjoy chatting with you.
As do I.
Okay. That's VOA's cyber guy, Doug Bernard. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Oh, but before you leave, let me ask you, you got a story about this on the web.
We do have a story about this on the web, and it's really the beginning of a series. There's so much to dig in here that we're titling the series The Weaponization of the Web. We have our first story out. It's online, and I expect more to be coming in the future.
So that's www.voanews.com.
That's exactly right.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Thank you.